Hey world, this is Chris Cordes here. We're gonna talk about haunted houses, demonic forces, and evil spirits. So now, why is a house haunted? That's the question. And the truth is, if you move into a new house that has history, an old house, and you find yourself that things are weird, things are not the way they seem, and you feel like there's a presence, a negative presence. Well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. See, you might be under an attack from or an evil spirit, or a spirit that lived in the house before, or a demonic entity. It could be either of these things. Now, how does this start? Well, if you move into a new house that is brand new, a new apartment, it is unlikely that you will have a haunted home. But if you move into an old house that's been there for years, you don't know about the people who lived there before you. See, what happens is it all starts with two things that can haunt a home. The first one is the Ouija board. The second one is witchcraft. See, during the 50s and 60s and 70s, it was very cool for kids to play with the Ouija board. And they don't know who they're talking to on the other side. They're kids. And they're playing with a spirit board that they shouldn't be playing with. Also, with witchcraft, you can attract demonic spirits. You can attract negative entities. Now, let's talk about a spirit who lived in the house before you, not demonic entities. A spirit who was a human being. And I'll give you a story. There was this woman in London. She bought a beautiful home. She was divorced. She bought a beautiful home and she loved it more than life itself, and she never wanted to leave it. She became old and finally she died, but she was so attached to the house. So when new people moved in, they felt her presence. She was being bad. She was haunting the house because she wanted the house for herself. Now, when you have something like that, it's very easy to get a psychic medium and they can talk to this spirit and tell her to move on, to cross over to the other side. And you can do a lot of smudging, you can do sage, Palo Santo, all these kind of things. And those are easy to get rid of. But demonic entities are not. They can be very, very awful and they can be very disturbing. You would find in a house sometimes knives would fly, tables would turn, your bed sheets would move, and sometimes you would get marks on your hands. Those are all signs of a demonic entity. Those are all signs of an entity that wishes you harm. So when you do that, when you have that, you need to bring in a psychic medium, and they will decide if it is a really a demonic entity or not, and they will get a priest because the house needs exorcism. And when you have that, you can become free again. And what the priest would do is he would come into the house, bless the house, bless the people in it with holy oil in water, in holy water. It's very powerful when you put holy oil in holy water. And you would just bless the house. And sometimes the demonic entity will possess a person. So when that happens, it becomes even more difficult. So the easiest way the priest can get rid of that demon is by knowing the name of the demon. Because when you know the name of the demon, it weakens it and it sends it back to hell. So there you have it. I mean, it's very, very serious. It's not a joke to play with Ouija boards and do witchcraft. Now, I don't want to insult people who are Wiccans, voodoo, hoodoo, and other types of religions who do witchcraft. This is far from the truth. I don't want to insult anybody. But the truth is, witchcraft does bring in demonic entities. So now you know. So now you know the truth. It's best never to play with Ouija boards, spirit boards, never do witchcraft. And sometimes the priest won't be, this is about 20%, not 80%, but 20% of the time, they can't get rid of that demon. So the people in the home, they have to move. They have to move. And it's very sad because they bought the home, they're very happy, and then they have to move. So don't play with Ouija boards. Don't do witchcraft. Always pray to God because He's there. You have a beautiful angelic realm. You have beautiful angels, spirit guides, and archangels to protect you. Pray for Archangel Michael. You don't need religion for that. Angels are for all religions. Archangel Michael is the angel of protection. So always pray to Archangel Michael and he will protect you. That's it for now, and we'll be back after the break.